at work. Today, Steve Quayle joined us to break down the whole flu situation. I see that as the only card they've got to really be able to say the general public's the enemy, their pretext of fear and hysteria. That's the best card they've got. They got some other cards they can play. Stage terror, saying conservatives did it, saying anti-New World Order people did it. We now see the Southern Poverty Law Center and others coming out pre-hyping that, so that really increases the danger of that. But does virus increase the risk of cancer, live cancer viruses? We'll go over more of this. Got Daryl Rundis coming up, a ton of other news as things accelerate and just get crazier and crazier. I want to commend all the video entries of folks out at public places where other posters are being posted, other handbills are being posted. Be sure you follow the rules to do that. But I can only say great job to everybody. This is a great exercise in the First Amendment. Steve, in closing, why do you think this Joker image scares them so much? A. B. Tell us about some of the great books and things you've written.
Well, to order the books that I have written, because especially my weather wars and unnatural disasters, because war is going to be, I'm sorry, weather wars and weather modification is going to be used as a force multiplier. They can call my store 406-586-4840. My book that's really critical for the end times is Breathe No Evil. It was written almost a decade ago. My Genetic Armageddon book talks about what's going on, and it actually took into account all of the biological brew that would be unleashed upon us. My book, obviously, Genesis Six Giants, which is a classic. And I think, Alex, the thing that people need to understand is that this is that we are running out of time. In my perspective, they had better recognize that there comes a day when the powers that be shut the Internet off, shut down the communication, shut down the power, shut down everything. And then they're only going to be left to what they know and what they've been trained, ID for, or the knowledge that you, I, and others have given them. Those people needing survival skills, you need to go to survivalblog.com, the best website of its kind in the world. Those who need a preparedness manual to get caught up to speed, Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare. And by the way, she's sending you a couple of those, Alex. The biggest, best book for preparation that's ever been done, Dare to Prepare, by Stan and Holly Dayo, D-D-Y-O. So I just want to thank you for the time. And, Alex, I say this not as anything other than thank you. I do pray for you, your family's safety. But as far as I know, and I have this sense, our days of speaking are very limited. It's not because of what we would or not do. It's what they intend to do and shut us down. And the full court presses on, and people had better get close to the living God. They'd better repent. They'd better understand that the one who laid all these events out for us in the beginning was Jesus, and he said it's going to happen, and it's going to happen. The question is, can we stop it? Every day we have another day of giving more information out, preparing another individual, another group, or another country around the world. We go worldwide, as you know. That's what I thank God for, moments of mercy, because very soon the moments of mercy will give way to the moments of madness.
Well, I hope that's not the case. We're working to stop that. But why do you think this Joker poster in the last minute has concerned the elitists so much?
Because the Joker poster is emblematic of evil. In the last, the Heath Ledger portrayal of the Joker in the last Batman was heralded as probably one of the most brilliant portrayals by an actor of sinister evil coupled with sort of a funny face. That's what's getting to the elite. The elite know they've used every form of symbol. They've used every form of subconscious portrayal in all their media, what I call vomit presentations, and now it's because it's being turned back on them, Alex.
Yeah,
they don't like it when they get a taste of their own medicine.
It's taking their archetype and defiling their god, their front man, Barack Obama, and that's why we're selling the T-shirt, available at InfoWars.com. Don't let them chill your free speech. Wear it proudly in public, or we lose the First Amendment. Steve Quayle, thanks for all the info.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
God bless. SteveQuayle.com, our site's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. They all run straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have found it! We have found it! And it's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by the end of the show. The Washington Post, with Obama telling his people to take the images of him with hope and change and put it on stop signs and government buildings. Now, we're not saying that. We're saying put it where it's legal and lawful in your area, you know, where people put posters up, which is all over downtown. You see posters, put it up there so they can't say you've done something wrong. They're on the news saying you can't put it on a power pole and that we're criminals, hate criminals, that it's racial. But the Cato Institute's defending us. Sorry, not every criticism of Obama is racist. And they go over it. But, man, they are really coming after us, and they are scared of this. So put more of the posters up, but don't put them up on private property. Put them up where you know, like in downtown areas or bulletin boards or like, you know, you always see the abandoned buildings that have just all over them. People are doing that there, but I guess they may selectively enforce. There can be ads for furniture and ads for lost dogs and ads for the local hamburger place. I guess we should just give in and say, okay, we're going to let you selectively tell us we can't put the posters up. But Obama can be in the Washington Post and tell everybody to put his up. Now, YouTube's censoring us. YouTube took down two of my videos, not me joking around like the Joker to promote this contest. That's why I did that. But serious ones where I said, it isn't about Obama, it isn't about Bush, they're puppets. Let's come together against the New World Order. Obama's really a fascist, but he's just a front. The posters aren't racist. They're removing those because they don't want us to come together. And I remember a few months ago talking to Daryl Rundis, who's done a lot of big, successful things in the past. I said, he said, I'm going to start something for the people's own YouTube. And, there's a lot of other video sites out there, but this is going to be one where youdonews.com couldn't beat the URL. He said it was just available. Wow, that's providence. Just you, the letter U, do news.com. And there it is. It says, coming soon, Daryl. I would imagine we need to have you up for a main interview when it's ready to go.
Well, we should be ready to release it, or should I say unleash this on the public Monday.
Good.
Hopefully we can get down to Austin. Forgive me for not getting in the studio today.
Well, that's fine, but we want to have you when you officially launch it. So in the next few weeks, once it's up and going, we'll get it up. But tell us about You Do News. Well, first off, what do you think about Obama's in the Washington Post saying, put my image up on stop signs? That's a quote I have as official White House letter. But then my listeners aren't allowed to put them on power poles.
Well, that among many, many other selective prosecution or selective constitutional enforcement, you know, it's good for them, but it's not good for us. In fact, the one question I'd be asking all these politicians at these town halls is, if this health care is so good, why aren't you doing it? You know, if it's good for you, then I'll do it too. So I'll do it if you do it. Everybody believes in the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you have them do to you. Even people who don't believe in God believe in the golden rule. So if it's good for us, it should be good for them. Let them go first. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. And I want to get into some more of those issues. But, Daryl, tell us about what youdonews.com is going to look like.
Well,
what's going to be happening?
What it's going to look like. Let me tell you what it's going to be. See, I don't want this to just be some new cool website. Sure, it's going to be like YouTube. You can upload videos. You can also upload audio. So you can record conversations with your politicians or your tax collector when they're railroading you. And you can post them into your own blog on our website, import the audio, and do a story that wraps around that audio. So we're going to have a lot of different media available to people to do, you know, for the news they do. But let me tell you what's really my hope and my prayer for this thing, okay? Because I'm not in this for the money. You know that. What makes this different than YouTube is the fact that we're going to pay you for the news you do. So you can continue to just let your news get tossed down the tube, or you can go to YouDo News, post your information, post your story, and we're going to pay you for the news you do.
Well, that's a great idea. And we do need more alternatives. I think it's a great name. It's going to have a lot of different functions. I know you got some great IT people. So we should see this launch next Monday. I can go to youdonews.com and start uploading videos.
Absolutely. In fact, let me just give you an example, Alex. I Googled your name on YouTube, okay? You've got a video here that you, I guess, produced 2.7 million views. Let me ask you a question. How much money did YouTube pay you?
They paid me zero. They selectively will do it with some people. We ask, and they said, no, we don't want to be an affiliate with you. And I've been told that, well, I got videos with over 3 million, 4 million, 5 million views actually on there, that a regular person who they do a deal with would probably be paid about $50,000 for that.
That's right. So we want this to be more than what...
No, YouTube makes money off me. And but then still erases what they don't like.
Well, exactly.
I mean, they think they're doing me a favor, but they actually want us there.
No, they're making money off the masses. So you listen close, America, okay? Look, I've already made my money. I'm doing this to create a community, an internet community that's certainly of, by, and for the people, okay? This is your website. This is going to be a community of independent news journalists who get up, get out, they grab their camera, they grab their cell phone, their recorders, and they start doing news because, as Judge Napolitano said at the Tea Party in Ohio, there is nothing the government hates more than for us to expose the deeds they do in darkness with light, the light of the camera. He said the camera is the new gun, and I agree with him. I think that's what's my passion now. It's why I'm doing this whole thing. And once again, it's not about me. This is all about the news you do. So here's how it's going to work. Let me just spell it out for America so they really get this, Alex. We, every single quarter, when we get out of beta testing, which should be about January, every quarter we're going to pay out 20% of our ad revenue. And we're going to distribute that ad revenue, that 20%,
do news. I don't care what content you produce. As long as it's your content, it's original content, you produce that news. You can take news clips from Fox, do commentary on it. News review is what we call that. Whatever it is, it's got to be creative. It's got to be original. It's got to be factual. It's got to be good, hard-hitting news. But at the end of that quarter, if you got, let's say, Alex, 10% of the total views on our website, you'd get 10% of that ad revenue.
Now, that's exciting, and it'll take a lot of bandwidth. That, you know, we thought about doing something like ourselves. I just don't have the funds or the energy to try to get raise the money to do something like that. So I'm glad you've got it, Daryl, because for those that don't know, for us, when we have a video that gets like 30, 40,000 views, we've had Google erase our flu emergency report. We posted it, and I forget, it was like 40, 50,000 views in a couple days, and that was a couple thousand dollars for me to have to pay. And we've got pretty good pricing on bulk, you know, bulk bandwidth. We're using, what is it, 100 terabytes a month now or something? In between everything or more? Yeah. 75 terabytes, we've got 100. So if we go up to 100, then that was
the number. Well, believe me, Alex, I've counted the cost, and I'm willing to roll at minimum $1 million of my own dollars into this, okay, before I ever even think about breaking even, in order to create the platform for the people to share the news that everyone in the world needs to know.
Well, that's good, Daryl. I should talk to you behind the scenes. I want to make sure you're getting the best price on bandwidth. I mean, are you using big CDNs?
Yeah, we're going to, that's the only delay. We'd be rolling hot right now. We'd be going live right now, but I want to make sure all the CDNs are in place so that if they hack us or if we get an abundance of views all at one time, that there's what's called load balancing among those CDNs as well. So that way it's fast and good or bigger and better than YouTube. And once again, look, you can keep uploading all your videos to YouTube unless the big corporate Googles of the world make
no, no, no. Exactly. You go on YouTube and you promote things like YouDoNews.com and other things. And so what we do is we never quit YouTube. We battle there, but we battle on other fronts as well.
Well, what I'm saying is don't buy the lie that corporate media has told us that, oh, we got to go viral. Think about this. You produced one of the greatest documentaries, in my opinion, in the Obama deception. All right? Now, hundreds of thousands, millions of people have watched that, and they got to watch it for free. That's wonderful, and that's great, and we all love your heart, and we love your commitment, and we love the thought that, hey, you just want to get the information out into the hands of the people because, you know the truth sets people free. But at the same time, I believe every laborer is worth their hire and that you should be paid and compensated for the work that you do. So, once again, you can continue to put them on YouTube all you want. That's good. But once our ad revenue starts to go up, people may want to think twice about putting them anywhere but You Do News because at least you're getting paid for every time someone views.
No, no, I think it's great. And then that funds your operation. I'm just able to fund it with DVD sales. Unfortunately, as the free quality gets better and better on the web, we see the DVD sales go down, but we've got other ways of raising money. And I do see it in the future, a couple of years from now, where we may not be able to operate because one DVD gets sold and it's free everywhere in that same quality. I'm kind of destroying myself, but we don't have any future anyways if I don't. But, no, that's what's great about You Do News and the rest of them. That's why we sell T-shirts and sell the DVDs and hope people will buy them so they have them in the higher quality at InfoWars.com or get things
like. Well, you're going to get the best of all worlds. You can continue to do what you've been doing, but you can also be getting that residual check. Just think, years from now when the Obama deception is still getting views, those are count towards your clicks, towards the total percentage that you get paid for the news you do. So you'll get the best of all worlds. Like, once again, my heart is in this, not for the money. The love of money is the root of all evil. No, I love people, and I care about my country.
Yeah, but Daryl, I know, because you've been a big contributor, actually, to this office. People don't even know about that, and you've owned quite a few big successful companies. And I'm glad you're doing this. You don't have to explain that. But it is true, to get people paid will actually generate more, and we need to fund ourselves. The globalists take our money and taxes and use it against us and then try to tell us we can't hang a sign up on a street corner, but the president tells his minions they can. So we need to get our own media. A great look. Looks like YouTube, actually. That's good. YouDoNews.com, and it's a genius name. And, Daryl, I know you've run multi-million-dollar, you know, $50, $60, $100 million companies a year. I forget. Some of your companies I know bigger than that. And now you've been arrested for preaching the gospel in Dallas. I've seen that in the news. And so I'm aware of your great work. We're going to come back, talk more about this. You Do News. You Do News. www.thefreedomfighters.com. We're just here supporting the alternative media and other venues. Coming up, we got the gentleman who wore the gun on his side, and Chris Matthews flipped out. That's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv is our subscription video site.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
That Michael Jordan on 9/11 will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that's going to be part of Obama's 9/11 memorial. So, Notice why America's dumbed down and fallen apart. Our heroes are not inventors, they're not scientists, they're not firemen that save kids in burning buildings. It's people that play basketball and football. And I'm not saying you can't like those guys, and that's great. But the establishment has written in documents that they make your hero sports icons so you don't have heroes that really matter. And then kids stop wanting to be an inventor or a scientist or a doctor. They want to be a basketball player, and there's only a few slots for that. And it's this lottery economy. You see them on CNN, they have this thing where for 30 seconds you beg for a job, and then only certain people can get the slot. And it's all about, you know, you got hope and change, and you're rolling the dice. George Orwell talks about that in 1984. Very, very sick society. No, we need to take action ourselves. So many people talk about the government and the corruption, but they don't get involved. Start with videos. Start with websites. Start with audio blogs. So, Daryl Rundis, I can't wait till YouDoNews.com gets launched. What are some of your other websites you can plug today?
Hey, don't forget, I am still giving $20,000 away for anybody who can name the Ten Commandments in 20 seconds or less. So we give that away in October. So go to 10andwin.com. That's letters TenAndWin.
Now, what's the catch? 10andwin.com. Why is it so hard, Daryl, to do it in 20 seconds?
Go ahead. Name all 10 in order of 20 seconds.
No, I can't do it.
Exactly. So
but, I mean, I could certainly read it and train and probably...
Well, there you go. So I'm giving everyone an incentive to get back to the basics and the most fundamental...
So how does somebody win then? I mean, if it's easy, then how do you pick the one person?
Well,
you have a bunch of winners.
We put a video up there to train you in 2 minutes how to learn how to list the law in order in 20 seconds or less. And then in October, I forget the day, you'll have to go to the website and check. I'm going to get on the phone, start drawing names of those who registered one by one. First one I get on the phone that can do it gets $20,000. That simple.
Well, that's great. That is certainly a good thing you're doing. I know you're good for it. You've certainly helped what we're doing here.
Hey, I just wondered, before we part ways, Alex, I just once again want to let everybody know I thank God for you, and I know I speak for many others out there. It's not easy doing what you're doing. You're constantly being attacked. But remember, man, you catch most of the flack when you're over the target. So you just keep pushing that plow. You don't even think of looking back.
Well, that is certainly the fact, Daryl, and as soon as you launch the site, we'll have you back up. You don't have to come down to Austin from Dallas to be in studio, but if you want to, that'd be great, and I can't wait. I'm glad you're doing this to get the word out. YouDoNews.com, you with just a U, YouDoNews.com, up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, and one last thought. Remind people, you guys listening, that as an independent news journalist with YouDoNews, that gives you access as the press to press passes to get you into these events like Obama is going to be speaking at with Michael Jordan. So we'll be able to hook people up with those press passes. Sometimes you'll, depending on the event, have to pass a background check and get on the police report list. But if you're willing and you're qualified, then we can get you on into those events. We can get you into all those sporting events to interview.
Now, that's the exciting thing. People can do that with YouDoNews, or I tell them we'll start their own news site, have it sound official, and do it. People ask how we get big guests on. We call their publicist say, hey, we see they got a new book out. You know, can we have this astronaut or this person on? That's how we do it.
Like,
people think I like
example,
do some secret handshake to get a big guest on, but it's called the telephone. I mean,
right.
you pick it up and you dial them and you get them on. And that's how everything's done in the world. You just take action. But, Daryl, what do you think of the Southern Poverty Law Center and others coming right out and attacking Oath Keepers, attacking me? I mean, this is really getting scary. They are really getting ready to stage something,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And I think you're right, but remember, desperate people do desperate things. So that just reveals, I think, to you and everybody else who's in the know that they're desperate. They're desperate. Now, we definitely need to be on guard because, you know, desperate people do desperate things, and we don't know how desperate are they really. But the fact that they're trying to discredit you and ruin you or me or anybody that's ever associated with you, then that's actually a good thing. So, look, they did the same thing to Christ. So you're in good company.
Absolutely. Daryl Rundis, we'll talk to you as soon as YouDoNews.com gets fully launched.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave you with one last scripture. Remember, James 4:17, anyone who knows the good they ought to do and they don't do it, it's a sin. So get up, get out, get busy doing something to take our country back.
Absolutely, yeah. Daryl, good to hear from you.
Take care, Alex. God bless.
You bet. God bless you. When we come back, we're going to talk to the gentleman that got attacked by Chris Matthews as a thought criminal wearing that gun yesterday down the street from an event that Lord Obama was going to be attending for death care, the death committees, which really do exist. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Let's ask about the presidency and what he's trying to do with health care. You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
I'm only asking. You're answering the questions. Who's yelling? Okay, that's on the tape. Why did you bring a loaded gun to a public meeting?
Well, here in New Hampshire,
the law. You can chew gum at church. You can do it. You can ride it on a pogo stick. There's a lot of things you're legally allowed to do. Why did you bring a gun to a meeting with the President of the United States, given the violent history of this country with regard to presidents and assassinations? Why did you bring a gun to a public event with the president?
Well,
you know the history of this country. If you love this country, you know its history.
Well,
you know we've had a problem with people with guns at presidential events. Why'd you bring a gun to an event with the president?
I do know history. And the history is that our forefathers fought for the right to keep and bear arms, and they believe
every person
should be armed.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, well then.
Well, why did you bring a gun to a presidential event today?
That's not even a relevant question. The question is, why don't people bear arms these days?
Okay, let's
anymore.
Ask. Okay, you brought a sign that said the Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of tyrants, and you're carrying a goddamn gun at a presidential event. I think those things make people wonder what you're about.
Right. The sign didn't say anything about blood.
What did it say?
It's time to water the Tree of Liberty.
And where did that come from? That line?
It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson.
And what's the rest of the line?
Now, the rest of the line is for people to look up. It's not a soundbite. They need to understand the context.
What's the rest
spoken.
Of the line from Jefferson?
The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Okay, well, you're carrying a gun and you're carrying that sign, and
right.
you don't think people should worry about you?
No, I don't think people should worry about me.
Well, let me ask you about the history of people that carry guns to presidential events. Tell me that history, sir.
Are you speaking of a particular event?
I'm talking about people who bring guns to presidential events in history.
Well,
tell me their history.
I'll tell you this, Chris. We just started new history. I was there today.
Are you starting new history?
There was a peaceful rally. No one was injured. Okay. No one on our side was alarmed. People in New Hampshire are used
you
to
can run
firearms.
On
no
for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
I want to thank Jaron for staying up here late last night to get a hold of William Kostrick. When I first heard the news reporting this, it was like, guy with an earpiece out there with a gun right in front of Obama. No, he was down the street at a private rally in New Hampshire where they're trying to reclaim their liberty by openly demonstrating the Second Amendment. That's how you get it back. They've got us to hide in our houses with it to where now every day or two I see an article of some old man working on his rifle in his garage. And the neighbors in Texas call the police and they come arrest them, or in Illinois or anywhere. So William Kostrick does have a lot of courage to do that. Some other fellow today, hours before Obama even arrived in New Hampshire, they arrested him saying it was illegal to have a gun without a permit. You don't have to have a permit to have a gun in New Hampshire or most states. So that just illustrates what he's talking about. He's with the Free States Project. He had a big Restore the Republic sign. We talked to Gary Franchi yesterday, Kurt Nemo did, and said, no, we know that guy. He really is a patriot. But with all these setups and the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center and also the mainly the Southern Poverty Law Center demonizing me and others, we're looking for them to stage something, so that's what we're concerned about. But, Mr. Kostrick, it's good to have you on with us today.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Tell us about yourself. Tell us where you really were, what you were doing. I've seen very few people do as well with Chris Matthews because he won't let you talk, and since they're attacking you, I think you cleaned Chris Matthews' clock almost as good as when we went and shut him down with a bullhorn, but you know that's one in a million thanks to the great demonstrators. But no, seriously, one-on-one, you did a great job. I don't think I could have done a job as good as you did being calm while that weasel was talking to you.
Well, I got to tell you, I was sweating. It was rough. He's good at what he does. I don't hold him any ill will. I see a lot of people wrote some nasty things about him. You know, fact is, the name of the show is Hardball. That's what he does. That's what I expected walking in. I've been in sales for a while. I have a little bit of experience public speaking, so that helped out. But even so, it was pretty brutal. And I was glad watching it afterwards that everything went as well as it did.
Absolutely. People can watch the whole clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Tell us about what you actually saw out at the event, and then what made you think, I'm going to go wear a sidearm on my side, and I'm going to have a sign saying, water the Tree of Liberty.
It's a fortuitous confluence of events. I was at some other activism in the state and was having a conversation with some folks. I wasn't even actually aware of the visit of the rally, and it was just the day before. They said, he's coming in, it's gonna be a big deal, and I'm like, well, you know, someone should be there open carrying, and everybody kind of looked at me like I was a little off, and I said, well, you know, I'll go do it. And
but what you're doing is so revolutionary that I mean, people wimp out on this, And even in Texas now, if you're trying to walk with a shotgun on by your own ranch down the side of a highway, a cop will pull up and ask what you're doing. In America, no one dare carry a rifle on the back of their pickup truck anymore. Just 15 years ago, you saw it everywhere. They're killing our culture, you and others. I know Vermont, New Hampshire, Arizona, a few other states, people are open carrying everywhere. Colorado, and the slaves are having to learn that this is their right. And I saw Violence Policy Center, Brady gun grab group on MSNBC this morning. They were talking about you and others viciously, how dangerous it is. But see, they've got all their armed police and all their weapons. They're threatened by their slaves. They're like Bengal tigers in the jungles of India, not liking to see a little deer suddenly grow big claws and fangs. So we are their food, and of course they're going to want us to be declawed and defanged before they drop out of a tree like a boa constrictor and have their way with us.
Yeah, it's interesting because the truth is, I don't know the exact number, but I think over 40 states it's legal to open carry in, but the vast majority of those you don't dare unless you want to get your face slammed into the ground. And New Hampshire is a place where you still generally can. As activists, we have had a few incidents, nothing brutal, but you know, minor harassment, and we've gone. Spoke to the police chief, spoke to the media, spoke to the mayor, and educated them on that everyone who's carrying a firearm is not a criminal. And that's why it's important for people to do it regularly, to be seen doing it, so that people don't make the assumption when they see a firearm that it's a criminal. They need to see it so often that when they see it, the assumption is that's a law-abiding citizen, that's my neighbor, that's a guy that I can trust.
Well, what you're doing is as revolutionary as it gets to restore the republic. And, Mr. Kostrick, I can only commend what you're doing.
I'm glad that you guys were able to talk to Gary and clear up, at least on your site, this whole agent provocateur thing. It still seems pretty widespread in other areas of the internet.
But see, that shows even, we see the Fed's provocateur stuff constantly, and so right. 9 times out of 10 it is, and then to see somebody with incredible courage like yourself, because it's one thing to do open carry in New Hampshire or Colorado or Vermont or Arizona at some event or when you're out doing business, but I mean, when the president's coming around, again, just amazing courage on your part, and I don't think it's really an apology, but more of a correction that, well, we didn't say you were a Fed for sure. We said, we'll find out, and we did, and then corrected it. Again, your bold courage and Thomas Jefferson spirit really puts us to shame, so we commend you. But absolutely, what was it like when you were out there? What was it like? You were talking to the fellow who was out there, I guess a few blocks away from where Obama was at on private property, with a handgun strapped to his hip, to his thigh, and the Water the Tree of Liberty quote from Thomas Jefferson.
I was in the thick of the protesting area for a good half hour, 40 minutes, I don't know, at least a half an hour. And many of the state police, the local police, they had walked past me numerous times, countless times already. I'm there holding my sign. And then we see them moving through the crowd looking down. And someone said to me, oh, they're checking people's hands. And, of course, I knew at that moment that, no, they're looking for me. So I just waited there with my sign. And the gentleman who came up to me, Lieutenant McDonald, was very cordial, extremely polite. I saw someone say on one of the comments that, if a cop sees someone with a gun at something like this, they don't just walk up and say hi. Well, that's exactly what happened. He walked up. He introduced himself. He said, would you mind stepping off to the side and speaking with me? I did. We have video of the entire encounter from the time he walked up to the end of it. Very cordial, very polite. I can't.
Is that posted yet? I'd like to play that here because we're also doing a TV show right now.
It is nowhere online. As of right now,
we need to get that up on YouTube.
We've been working on it.
Well, good. Can't wait to see that.
Actually, there were several cameras on scene. So
good. Is there a website that we should look for it to surface on?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I mean, on YouTube, what are you going to call the video? Patriot?
Wow. What do you suggest?
No, I'm just thinking because I want to post it on InfoWars and Prison Planet as soon as it comes up, William. Now,
as soon as we get it taken care of, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, well, you're awesome.
I'll send you an update.
You bet. Well, I always talk about how we've got to save the gun culture by exercising it openly. Because, I mean, it's gotten to the point in Texas where a carpet cleaner comes to your house and sees a gun case and calls the cops. Because they live right in TV land, and they think because everything's based in New York and Chicago on these dramas that those cop shows are real. The general public thinks those actors are real people. I mean, the public's, like, literally under mind control. And so they come to your house and think your guns are illegal. So what you're doing is invaluable. What was it like once the national media contacted you? Were you like, how did you do that? I mean, Chris Matthews didn't know what to do. The fact that we're not cowed, that you're not cowed, that people are breaking their spell, was just so, and that you weren't apologetic to him, was just devastating.
Well, the way it went down, unremorseful. I think that's the way I'm labeled on the Arianna Huffington site. Amazingly enough. What happened is he went ahead and asked me to if I was aware of the federal law, 1,000 feet from a school. I said that I was, that there were exceptions to that, that I was an exception to that, and he called it in. He said basically that that doesn't matter, that because it's a school, is that they can ask me to leave, and if I refuse to leave, then I would be arrested. In fact, for trespassing.
The cop said this to you.
He did. Once again, he was very polite. He was calling in, checking back with whoever was in charge there. And
but you can't have a slave with a gun near the emperor. Okay.
Well, he did say we're going to have to move you a 1,000 feet, and this is where this is where things just got really amazing, because I said, where is the 1,000-foot line? And he didn't know, so he got on the phone and started trying to find out. Meanwhile, there's been such a ruckus that these news agencies are starting to come up and talk to me. So actually, it took him about 10 to 12 minutes to get an answer back. Meanwhile, I'm conducting interviews with the Boston Globe, the New York Post. I mean, they're coming up right there. And so he comes back, and he says, well, we're going to ask you to move down to the end of the block, past the barricade. And I said, well, that's more than 1,000 feet. And he's like, well, I don't really know where the 1,000 feet is, but that's what we're going to ask you to do. And he said, I can't even tell you if I would arrest you if you refused to do that, because he was clearly not wanting to arrest me, and he wasn't going to do so unless ordered to by higher ups, is the impression that I was getting. So at this point, I had to make a judgment call, and I was undecided as to what the right thing to do here was. At that time, he got a call on his cell phone, and who exactly it was, I'm not 100%. I believe that it was the police chief who came through and said that apparently right maybe 30 feet from where I was currently standing when this whole incident started, that there was a church, and that church was private property, and therefore I would be all right there. So instead of pushing the 1,000-foot permit issue, I just moved over, and that's where I stood through the rest of the event.
Well, the issue here is we've been trained by the police that we can't have our rifles in our cars. There's no law. They'll just beat you in the head with a club and find something to take you to prison for. We have to teach them that's illegal and criminal. Even in Texas, we've been castrated. You obviously haven't been in Vermont, Arizona, and New Hampshire, and a few areas of Colorado. I commend you. It's just amazing. We should start a national organization. Somebody should. For having these events in numbers. I know the Black Panthers, and I support what they did in Houston, marched armed, because this is our right of free humans. And if we allow them through the common law to restrict us, practice is a large part of the law. And it becomes the common law. Go ahead.
Exactly, and you're absolutely right. And I lived in Arizona. I came from Arizona, and I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to work to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And New Hampshire's not a Arizona's not a half bad state when it comes to gun laws, right? But they started doing the they were one of the first states to go with the Real ID. We had Governor Napolitano, and I saw what was happening in New Hampshire, and I said, you know, that's the last bastion of freedom. This is where the nanny staters don't want to be, right?
Don't
want to be babysit. This is the state that has no state income tax. It's the last state that has no seatbelt laws. It has no mandatory insurance. I mean, there's so many things that the live free or die state, the spirit of the locals, they live that way.
Yeah, we have to make it the custom again. We have to practice and exercise these freedoms, or they atrophy and die. To the point of now, you got to hide your guns with repair people in Texas because they think they're illegal and they want a bounty. The billboards everywhere say report illegal guns, show a picture of a revolver. The moron public doesn't know that. And so thank God for you. Millions of people yesterday all over international TV learned that, wait, you're allowed to have a gun? And so maybe when I have an exterminator in my house, he won't go call the police on me.
I just saw the headline coming out of England where apparently I am labeled a gunman. And interestingly, in some of the articles that I've read, I'm labeled a loner. So I've been labeled a loner and a gunman, but so far not a lone gunman. So we'll see if that
maybe comes. You fire magic bullets that can shoot through two or three people through a bunch of bones and metal and not be damaged. Maybe you're like the Lucky Charms leprechaun that you hop around like the Fighting Irish with gold coins shooting out of your mouth. Stay there, Mr. Kostrick. I want to get a few final comments from you. Maybe have you up for a full hour in the near future. You're a very interesting person, and New Hampshire sounds like a better place to live.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
William Kostrom, we got to have him back up soon. I noticed a lie. They arrested a guy in New Hampshire hours before Obama even got there, somewhere near where he was going to speak. They're looking in cars for guns, and they said he was arrested for not having a registered gun. There's no registry law in New Hampshire, so I wanted to ask Mr. Kostrom about that. I kept saying, hearing in the news, your gun was registered. Let me guess, there's no reason to register a gun when there's no law to register it. That's more of that mass lie, as if the whole country is New York City and lower Manhattan. Let me guess, your gun wasn't registered and it was all a lie.
That is correct. That is correct. My gun was neither registered nor was it required to be. And interestingly, to the horror of many out there, they at no point even asked me for ID. At no point during the event, during the footage, all the time that I talked to the cops, all the time that they asked me, you know, to please move, relocate, the whole thing, I was never even asked for
ID.
Well,
the truth is, if you were a criminal that wanted to go after the president, it wouldn't be open. That's why they have a permit for a concealed, because it's illegal under common law to conceal a weapon. Only criminals and murderers do that. Free men wear weapons openly. And we need to get back to being free men, not slaves, in England and others. Those poor people, now they're putting cameras in the parents' rooms, watching them 24 hours a day. That's what happens when they get your guns in Australia, in England. Mr. Kostrick, are there any websites you want to plug?
FreeStateProject.org, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and start there. There are a dozen great, off the top of my head, liberty activist groups.
Look, we're going to do this soon. William, I got to jump.
Right.
We're going to have you back up for a full hour. I'm going to set you up for a full hour next week. This is only going to heat up. God bless you, and it was good having you here with us.
I've got more. Looking forward to being back.
You bet. We look forward to having you. I'll have Jaron set you up next week. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to add before the show ended that I was just watching CNN during the break, that same congressman. They are loving the swastika on the congressman's sign. Because he screamed at his constituents and told them they were basically scum. It backfired. Then somebody went and sprayed that. That swastika's saving his butt. And I bet if it does come out in the wash, somebody affiliated with the congressman sprayed that. Because people have been caught. We need an article about people being caught putting swastikas on their own property at the dorms and churches and everywhere else. We're sick of it. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to victimize themselves to demonize us. Guaranteed. We got a minute and a half left. I twisted Ted's arm because gold is up again right now. He still has gold left from 3 weeks ago, gold and silver, when gold was almost $60 lower than it is now and silver was a couple bucks lower than it is now. But he is almost running out of this. And if it keeps going up, I've never seen him extend the offer this long. Quickly, Ted, tell folks about the coins and the number here at the end of the show.
Yeah, Walking Liberty halves right now at 869. The franc coin is still currently at 216, and the British sovereign is at 266. All those coins are relative to gold sitting around 911, silver closer to $11 an ounce. Of course, we all know that silver's been poking into 15 and gold into the 960 level, so there's been a great movement forward, and I'm just grateful that there's a couple of little dips in the time here. Just yesterday I was able to accumulate something else and keep my average cost down, so I want to pass the savings on to the listeners, that's for sure.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The lying media says don't get gold, but all the wealthy people have been piling in on it. You cannot beat this deal, 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till midnight tonight, and I'm sure Ted can hold that deal into tomorrow, so don't wait. 800-686-2237. Even if it's a silver half dollar, a silver dollar, a quarter ounce gold coin, or 100 ounces of gold, they got your needs. 800-686-2237. Great job, crew. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Great job to John Harmon up in Minnesota. up at Mission Control. Great job to Cape Canaveral down here. Retransmission, powerful transmission, coming up now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.